Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palfrey for the out. Two outs. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Motten. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfary is hit by the pitch. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0 for 1 in the game. Motton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Phoebus. Aparicio moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-1 in the game. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John bunts towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Motten takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave May now playing right field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Voss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Etchy Barron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-2 in the game. Phoebus hits a line drive towards first. McCraw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Josephson strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. John scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Motton strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 3 in the game. Echeverry takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Echeverry moves to second. Don Buford pinch hits for Tom Phoebus. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Rickert now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 4 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Motton bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.